This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And this is a discussion briefly about the hurricane that's hitting the southeast, Florida, and so forth. And here's the fast thing about this. What you've got going on in the country is that what we're finding is that everything in the world is interconnected. So, for example, the U.S. raises rates, the English economy ends up in worse trouble, the United Kingdom economy ends up in worse trouble, and that might lead the Fed to have to slow down raising rates. One of the reasons why the Fed is raising rates is trying to get supply and demand into better equilibrium. They're having a hard time doing that. The hurricane, what the hurricane has the impact of, aside from the human cost of the hurricane, it has the ability to, again, totally mess up airlines, totally mess up supply chains, totally mess up all those things, and could very easily lead to more challenges in getting the supply and demand in line as hurricanes and sort of natural disasters cause a slowdown in supply chain, a slowdown in goods, and thus has a negative impact on the economy as well. We'll see how this plays out over the last several days. The hurricane right now bearing down on Tampa and causing tremendous destruction in that area of Florida. You know, let's hope that that doesn't spread too far and doesn't cause too much contagion throughout the rest of the world. To the supply chain, the economics, everything else. But what a challenging situation. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And thank you for the suggestion on the topic from one of our brilliant audience members. Thank you very much.